Why not just throw the One Ring into the ocean, or bury it deep underground somewhere? Somewhere Sauron can't get at it. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. Did you know that I have a second channel, IDG Live, where I do regular live streams, as well as more content on The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and more? It would be great to see you there. There's a link in the description. Why not just throw the One Ring into the sea? You could sail out into the middle of the ocean, weigh it down with something, and then just let it go. Or, failing that, bury it somewhere secret and inaccessible. It was stuck and lost for 2.5 millennia at the bottom of the Anduin River, so surely somewhere even more obscure would hide it for even longer. Well, there are three answers to this, the first couple of which are actually touched on at the Council of Elrond, when Glorfindel raised the possibility. We read this. "Then," said Glorfindel, "let us cast it into the deeps, and so make the lies of Saruman come true. For it is clear now that even at the council his feet were already on a crooked path. He knew that the ring was not lost forever, but wished us to think so, for he began to lust for it himself. Yet oft in lies truth is hidden. In the sea it would be safe." "Not safe forever," said Gandalf. "There are many things in the deep waters, and seas and lands may change. And it is not our part here to take thought only for a season, or for a few lives of men, or for a passing age of the world. We should seek a final end of this menace, even if we do not hope to make one." So the first thing here is that Sauron is immortal. He is a Maia, effectively a fallen angelic being whose life and spirit is tied to the world. He can afford to be patient. He has already waited 3,000 years for his ring to resurface, but he can wait much longer if he needs to. Even until the lands and seas slowly shift and change and the depths of the ocean become dry land. Or perhaps the ring gets dislodged in some other way by some deep-sea fish or whatever. Ultimately, it would just be delaying the problem. And you have to admire Gandalf's long-term care for Middle-earth and his rejection of the idea. Maybe Frodo and Boromir and Aragorn's generation would be spared, but some future generation would not be. And by then the elves would probably all be gone, and magic even more forgotten, and knowledge of the ring even more gone. That future generation would be in serious danger indeed. So that's the first thing. Throwing the ring into the seas would just be delaying the problem, not solving it. Second is something that Gandalf doesn't spell out but hints at. "There are many things in the deep waters," he says. And you could probably add that some of them are probably quite powerful. I did a video recently about the Watcher in the Water, that monster that attacked the Fellowship outside the door to Moria. That seems not to have been just a normal squid-like creature, but something from the depths of the earth. Gandalf mutters darkly about there being nameless things down there that he dare not talk about. They are clearly powerful and intelligent. And it's easily missed, but Gandalf then is particularly troubled by the fact that the Watcher in the Water seems to have deliberately focused his attack on Frodo, the ring-bearer, trying to drag him into the water. If there are intelligent, powerful sea creatures drawn to the One Ring existing in lakes deep under the mountains, I think we can guess that there are also intelligent, powerful sea creatures at the bottom of the ocean that might be drawn to the One Ring. If you dig deep into Tolkien's wider writings in the Legendarium, you find various references to sea serpents, fish dragons, and various monsters of the sea. We don't have many sea-based adventures in Tolkien's world, but it's a safe bet that in a world with dragons and balrogs and trolls and olifaunts, there are monsters in the seas too. The risk here is not just that a big fish might swallow it or dislodge it and it washes back onto dry land. It's that a powerful being that we know little about might get the ring and become even more powerful and corrupted by the ring's power. Tolkien muses several times about what might happen if good characters like Gandalf or Galadriel ever got the ring, and the answer is always very similar. They would start using it to do good, but in the end become a Dark Lord or Lady themselves, Just remember Galadriel's little speech when Frodo offers her the ring. Dreadful as the storm and lightning, all shall love me in despair, etc. This would not be good. So what if a sea monster got hold of it? Some kind of Lovecraftian horror comes to mind. And if you're about to point out that fish don't have fingers to put rings on, I'm afraid Tolkien's got you there too. If you read that bit of the book, you'll find that the Watcher in the Water's tentacles had fingers on the end of them. So that's the second thing. Throwing the ring into the sea runs the risk of effectively giving it to a sea monster. The third thing is even more practical, because although, yes, Sauron was desperately seeking the ring, he didn't need it in order to conquer the world. At the end of The Lord of the Rings, Sauron was defeated by the ring being destroyed, not because he couldn't find it. Let's just imagine for a moment if the Council of Elrond had decided not to destroy the ring, but instead hide it somewhere. Where doesn't matter. The bottom of the ocean, down a mine, under some mountains, wherever. How would that have affected the War of the Ring? Ultimately, the Battle of the Pelennor Fields, where Minas Tirith was saved, was won because a hobbit and a woman killed the Witch King of Angmar. Panic spread through the Orcish army, they failed their morale checks, and the good guys won. But it was a Pyrrhic victory. The cost of the win was huge. The King of Rohan died. The Steward of Gondor died. Lots of soldiers died. When Aragorn set out with the Army of the West to challenge Sauron, it was with a tiny force. They were outnumbered 10-1. Aragorn didn't defeat Sauron's forces in the field outside Mordor. They would have been destroyed, but for what Frodo and Sam achieved. Without wishing to get too speculative or melodramatic, if the ring had been hidden rather than destroyed, Sauron would have likely overrun Aragorn's army. He had surrounded them, had them on his own territory, and massively outnumbered them. Simply put, Sauron retained the power that he had only while the ring survived, wherever it was, and there is every reason to think that Sauron would have overrun free Middle-earth even without the ring. Throwing the ring into the sea would have given Sauron a free run to victory. Gandalf was right. Only the destruction of the ring would have defeated Sauron. Which does make you think, in fact. At the end of the Third Age, the balance of power in Middle-earth was definitely in Sauron's favour. The elves were slowly leaving the continent. The dwarves would happily ignore the outside world and just keep digging. Give the Ents another couple of hundred years and they would be very hard to rouse to war. Rohan and Gondor were shadows of their former selves. We don't see the east or south of the continent much, but the orcs seem to be multiplying swiftly. So why not throw the One Ring into the sea or bury it somewhere? Because Sauron is immortal and can wait until it accidentally or otherwise resurfaces. Because the good guys throwing it into the sea means losing control over it, and maybe a powerful creature like the Watcher in the Water would get it, and that would be bad. And because Sauron doesn't actually need the One Ring to win. He just needs it not to be destroyed. Gandalf was right. The only way was to destroy the One Ring. But then again, Gandalf is usually right. Actually, while you're here, what should I do a video about next? What have you always wanted to get an answer to about Tolkien's Legendarium? If you'd like to see more videos digging deeper into Middle-earth lore, there's a playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, please click on the link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.